The upperclassmen of FHC are finishing out their year strong, with many students reflecting on the highlights of this past school year. Looking back can give students the opportunity to recognize the experiences and events that helped shape their personalities, whilst also providing insight into the positive experiences gained with participation in FHC's extracurriculars and classes. This insight can be especially helpful for upperclassmen as they begin to plan for life after high school and the challenges brought on by adulthood more generally. Exploring these moments in which students' lives are fundamentally changed allows for us to better understand and appreciate ourselves and those around us. With the year coming to an end, many fun and engaging activities are brightening the lives of those at FHC. With so many end-of-year events to look forward to, it's important to narrow our focus so we can truly appreciate them. Senior Jack Patton has been anticipating many of these events throughout high school. "I can't wait to get off stage and be with my family and then go to everybody's graduation parties. Mine is even the night of. Then there's Party Central and prom. We get to actually spend what's like our last couple months together," Patton said. "We couldn't possibly appreciate the lives of students without acknowledging the teachers who inspire us to grow and succeed. Having teachers who are willing to openly communicate with their students is a critical component in creating environments where students can learn whilst looking forward to their classes every day. Something that's helped senior Joey Sievers has been his ability to openly communicate with his teachers, allowing him to seek support and advice wherever it's been needed. I've had some teachers that are really supportive and open to talking about the future. I feel like I can talk to them about what I want for my future and have their guidance when it comes to planning," Sievers said. "There are many teachers who dedicate themselves to creating an open environment for their students and promoting a classroom in which students can feel excited to learn when they walk through the door every day. I've really enjoyed AP Lit because of the people in it and teacher Mrs. LaRue. A lot of other students like Miss Faye and Mr. Bitney, they make the class feel kind of together, and they make it a lot more enjoyable, even if they are difficult classes to be in," Patton said. "These classes have continued to be a positive outlet for students, who feel motivated to work hard and simply gain more enjoyment out of high school. Students can partake in even more experiences by joining in on extracurricular activities outside of school. Junior Zariah Robinson has found extracurriculars to be a great way of meeting and interacting with other students. I feel like it's made me build more of a family, people I can go to and know that I've seen them in my clubs. I feel like I can talk to them in the hallways and always know I can say hello to them," Robinson said. "Clubs and extracurricular activities work to create countless memories which can be remembered long after high school. Being able to fondly remember the projects and goals you've worked on with others can be incredibly rewarding. We planned homecoming and there was a lot of people helping out. It was pretty crazy. There were like 50 people there setting everything up. I mean, it was really fun to see everyone there and everyone having a good time," Patton said. Upperclassmen have plenty of terrific experiences to look back on as they move on beyond high school or transition into their senior year. Positive experiences, whether it be from extracurriculars, classes, or sports, help us to appreciate the progress we have made throughout our years in high school. It's hard to articulate just how much someone can grow and change throughout their high school years, which presents us with an interesting question. If you could go back in time and have a conversation with yourself during freshman year, what advice would you give? "Get out of your shell more. My freshman year, I was really not social and stuff. And I think if I had started earlier, putting myself out there, I would have had a way better time in my earlier years in high school," Sievers said.